terms of doubling efforts, the AU is quite encouraged by the efforts of the intergovernmental authority that is spearheading the negotiations between the two parties, as led by Ambassador Sayoum Nesfin and also Ambassador Lazarus Sumbeyo, plus the ambassador from Sudan. But of course, in consultations with IGAD, AU is ready and willing to give support. And in that context, the AU is planning in giving this support also to join in this effort to go to Juba to discuss with the authorities to see whether the issues which have become, the specific issues which have become a major obstacle to cessation of hostilities, that is the release of detained officials, and of course getting a ceasefire in place so that we can provide the humanitarian assistance, is given support. To that end, there would be some efforts in this direction, perhaps late this week or early next week.
There are concerns about the humanitarian toll due to the ongoing security problem in South Sudan. Is there a possibility of creating a window to ensure that humanitarian assistance are provided to these people who are affected by the conflict?
True, but each day that goes by, we're seeing more deaths, we're seeing more internally displaced persons, we are seeing more people that are, seeking refuge in UN camps and all that. And of course, creating a corridor means some kind of understanding between the warring parties. And what is on the table, and that is a cessation of hostilities, is extremely important. And of course, our concern here, and which is shared concern all of us, is calling upon really the two parties to assume that responsibility of, statesmanship and responsibility to the people of Sudan to save lives. And that's why this effort to seek this window to support the people of Sudan who are suffering.
The two parties appear not to compromise, irrespective of the pressure that the AU, IGAD, and the rest of the international community is putting on them to end this wave of violence. What else can the international community do in partnership with the AU to help resolve this problem?
Well, in the original meeting that took place at the IGAD level in Nairobi, the parties were given ultimatum to come to the negotiation table, which they have complied. And I understood from that meeting that if the parties did not comply with this ultimatum of coming to the table, then IGAD summit reserved the right then to take steps to move in. Perhaps there is need now to review the status of these negotiations to see where the international community can, and that's where we're redoubling efforts to bring, pressure to bear, beyond which, of course, the international community can decide what the next step should be.
Some observers expressed concern that it appears some members of IGAD have taken sides in the conflict, and that is rather inflaming the conflict and is hampering the peace talks. What do you say to that?
What we hear that the parties that could be in South Sudan were there to protect the nationals that are there, to protect vital installations, because in a state of war, it's important to make sure that you don't run into chaos like what we have noticed. I mean, in the region, we have had a country that was really without an effective government, it was not a state as it were in the case of Somalia. And you see how long it has taken to build the state, we're still building. And so it is in that context that the neighbors could be there to support the state, so that the state doesn't collapse, if that were to be an idea to be thought about, but also to make sure that the vital installations and the people that were supposed to be rescued from there are not endangered in any way as they flee or as they leave South Sudan.